Well, there are a number of them that are affecting Florida and across the nation, Tom. The high-risk pool for those with existing illnesses, prohibition against lifetime limits for essential benefits for insurance coverage, dependents can remain on their parents' policy till age 27, and individuals with Medicare Part D, the so-called donut hole, that donut hole is being reduced.
Well, what other parts of the law will be phased in over time, and how will those affect our present system of private health care insurance here in Florida?
It has very little effect over the delivery of private health care. It doesn't nationalize health care. It does try to impose some cost constraints and some review panels, but those are yet to be determined how effective they'll be, Tom.
Now, Governor Scott announced over the weekend he's going to continue to fight this law, and he said that Florida will not participate in the optional portions of the law. That includes the expansion of Medicaid to cover newly eligible participants. The governor says he believes that would be too expensive. What's your view on that, Hank?
Well, it's certainly expensive. The Agency for Healthcare Administration in Florida estimates that the expansion would include over 2 million new enrollees into Medicaid in Florida at a cost of roughly $1 billion a year of state money. So it's certainly expensive. But to put that in perspective, the state already spends $21 billion on Medicaid, and so that would be about a 5% increase. But that is the arithmetic. Now, certainly Medicaid is a fast-growing program, and it's the second largest user of general fund revenues in the state. So the governor's right to be concerned, but I think his concern is misplaced in this particular situation.
But if I'm reading this correctly, the federal government is offering to help out with that Medicaid implementation. In fact, they'll cover most of the cost of the first few years of that transition of more Floridians into the Medicaid system. Is that correct, Hank?
Absolutely. It covers, even by the state's estimate, 93% in the first year. And by the time the system is stabilized in 2017, 2018, the federal government's still going to cover 85%. So it's about a $10 billion increase in total cost for Medicaid, of which over $8 billion is funded by the federal government, leaving about $1.5 billion for the state government by 2019.
Still, you know, Governor Scott is insisting that this new law will be bad for Florida businesses, especially small businesses. He says that business people are telling him that they're going to be forced to lay off workers or freeze hiring when the law fully goes into effect because they say it'll be more expensive for them to cover their employees. Is that true? What's your take on that?
Well, there is some of that, certainly. Businesses will be required to provide health insurance to their employees, and if they don't, they'll be subject to a $2,000 per employee penalty. That said, there are some significant economic stimuli that would come from this bill that haven't been analyzed. For example, if we were to spend another $10 billion on Medicaid and increase health care in the state of Florida, then we'd have much better health care outcomes, obviously. We'd have a more healthy society that would be more productive. It would also significantly reduce the non-reimbursed costs that hospitals and clinics now absorb and then pass on to either the state government or local governments or pass on to all of us through higher insurance premiums. And third, if we were to expand spending and the federal government were to provide $9 billion a year for health care spending, it would increase health care employment significantly. I estimate about 40,000 direct jobs. That's a very substantial stimulus to the state's economy. Furthermore, it creates substantial sales tax revenues. I estimate about $250 million a year that would be a credit against the $1 billion that the state would have to increase Medicaid funding. So there's substantial economic stimulus that would result.
So I hear you saying that the new health care law will create jobs. Governor Scott says it will be a job killer. I mean, why the discrepancy there?
Well, you're both
looking at the same numbers.
Well, the governor doesn't want to accept the federal money. But the fact is, the state still would pay the same amounts. The fear that the governor has that this health care plan would cause some loss of jobs in some businesses, that's going to happen. The governor can't stop that. The governor's decision is whether to accept another $9 billion of federal money with a $1 billion state match and whether that would produce a better situation. It would produce a much better situation with much more jobs.
He does say, though, that he's going to refuse to do that. So if we take that portion out, that is apparently optional and that Governor Scott can refuse to implement if he chooses to do so, and he apparently will choose to do so, what's left in the act for us?
Well, the federal government will create the health care exchanges to allow people to buy insurance policies. But if the state chooses to go down the path the governor selects, individuals in the state of Florida, those who earn more than $250,000, will pay more for Medicare taxes. that will be used to fund this. And healthcare providers in Florida will be subject to the reduction in Medicare reimbursements that the federal government's going to use. So we will end up paying the costs regardless.